MARTA Chief Keith Parker, who took over last year, knows where he wants to put the extra $9 million in surplus dollars.
We are taking the savings that we were able to realize and investing back into our customers in a smart way. We're not restoring all the service, but we are going to be selectively targeting several areas for improvements.
Tomorrow, some station bathrooms will reopen for the first time in years. And Monday, rail service on the North Springs Red Line will extend to the airport for 2 more hours at nighttime. Over the next several months, Parker is shooting to lower wait times on all rail lines and at least a dozen bus lines. He wants to win customers back after years of service cuts and higher fares.
MARTA has been losing ridership very steadily for at least 6 to 7 years. For the first time, the first quarter of this fiscal year, we're seeing a slight uptick. We want to build on that. So we want to give people who've abandoned us a reason to come back, and we want to give our existing customers a more pleasant ride.
MARTA Chief Operating Officer Rich Krisak said the agency was able to turn a $33 million projected deficit into a surplus through a variety of measures, including cutting vacant staff positions.
We've identified some key savings by really going through and scrubbing positions within the agency. So it's not like we got a big new influx of funds. We're just being smarter with what we have.
Other cost-saving measures include reorganizing top management, refinancing bonds, IT improvements, and continuing to convert MARTA buses to run on compressed natural gas. Beyond service improvements, MARTA officials say there's more reason for optimism. Earlier this year, MARTA's board authorized the agency to begin taking bids to develop the area around King Memorial Rail Station in East Atlanta. Parker says a significant announcement is coming within weeks regarding a deal similar to the one that helped build the Lindbergh Station development in Buckhead. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.